What up, y'all? Welcome back to the Afterthought Podcast. It's your man, Joe Hill. What is going on, world? Thank you for tuning in. And you know, I got to start by saying, if you are listening right now, whether you are in the gym, whether you are on your phone, I don't care if you're in the supermarket right now. You might even be in the car. I thank you for tuning in to the Afterthought Podcast, bringing it to you. You already know what it is. Thank you for tuning in. Man, if you are not following us, please make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Afterthought Podcast on all social platforms. Show us some love. Give us a like. Like I said, we building. This is episode 3, entitled Wash Your Hands. You know, with everything going on with the coronavirus in the last few weeks, it's been interesting, man. Just, you know, more so the hysteria that everybody's in around the country right now. And I totally understand, you know, the magnitude of that. You know, it is basically some shit floating around that we ain't never seen before. You know what I'm saying? It's like a movie or some shit. And you like, yo, this shit is really happening right now. And, you know, at the same time, though, when you really dig deeper, you know, to what the COVID-19 really is, you know, it's basically a strand of a flu that we pretty much don't have under wraps yet. And when we say under wraps, you know, there's no vaccine, things like that. So people have been getting infected with this virus on, you know, around the country, around the nation. And it's been spreading, you know, a little bit more and more each day. But, you know, my problem is the way they're reporting it and the way the media has people in the frenzy. You know, the flu has killed over 16,000 people in the last, what, 2-3 years? And they're not, you know, reporting half of what they're reporting now in the coronavirus. So I just think that until we can get this under wraps, I just think it's just safe to continue to, you know, take precaution, wash your hands, wash your ass, wash every goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, if you're in New York City like myself, you know, taking the trains and things of that nature. Because at the end of the day, man, you could die from getting hit by a car walking outside. So I don't want to get too crazy with it. And, you know, our president just declared, you know, a national state of emergency pretty much. Not to, you know, break it down too much, but it pretty much opens up the doors for aid and funding up to like $50 billion or something like that. So, you know, and there's things that, you know, he can do in his power to kind of get this under wraps in terms of like hospitals and testing centers and things like that. So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? It'll kind of be the start of, you know, getting the understanding of what we fucking dealing with right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a black man. And been a black man all my life, 35 years. And it's always been a state of emergency for me. you know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to be funny or make this a political thing or a race thing, but I've been through, you know, some things. And as a black man, a common cold ain't going to stop me or going to put a barrier in my life, you know, because I'm not going to be out here quarantining myself on the couch in the house, you know, because somebody sneezed outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to do all that. You know what I'm saying? And the hysteria is making everybody, you know, making it seem like you're not going to be able to deal with people even after they get a cure. You know what I'm saying? It's still going to have us looking like, I don't know, he coughed. You know, I'm a comedian. You know, a lot of us share the microphone and things of that nature, and motherfuckers talking about you got a one cough minimum. I'm like, nigga, come on now. But yeah, man, take precaution. Wash your hands multiple times. Try not to put your hands in your eyes, your face, your mouth area. You know what I'm saying? Shit you've been told since you were 2. You know, it's not, nothing new. You know, but it's definitely, you know, with everything going on, you know, the effect has been crazy. And, you know, the hysteria and the unknown of it has now shifted, you know, to where, you know, the NBA season has been canceled indefinitely. Major League Baseball spring training was canceled until further notice. Disneyland, Disney World shut down until further notice. NASCAR and large events that, you know, play to big audiences and large crowds. Theaters here in New York City are going dark. So it's definitely, you know, things is definitely shifting with this, you know, outbreak and this virus, quote unquote. But yeah, man, again, you know, I understand it. You know, you try to limit and control it, being that you don't have, and, you know, having large groups of people like that in the thousands and hundred thousands. I get all that. Cool. But yeah, man, let's try not to make it so where, you know, it's getting to a point where I can't even go to the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. I got things to do, man. Life goes on, man. You know? So, yeah, man, it's just interesting. And then I'm sitting here saying to myself, you know, I'm looking at the news and I'm watching CNN and things like that. And I'm just trying to balance out the pros and the cons of, you know, if there was like some sort of quarantine, isolation, 2 weeks, they saying, like, that would be weird. like, we ain't anybody got time for that. You know what I'm saying? They're already closing schools and things of that nature. And it's becoming an issue for some families and some single mothers that got to go to work. You know, you was dependent on the school system. And then after that, the after school program for your child to have daycare relief in that regard, you know. So certain schools are closing down because of, you know, cases in that city or county or things like that. So it is getting to a point where it's like, all right, at first we had jokes. Now it's like, okay, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm hearing talks of, like, you know, if they are to do a shutdown of some sort, you know, folks wouldn't be able to go to work. And, you know, that would affect, I mean, damn near everybody that goes to work, because you know, you're trying to control it. You're trying to keep everybody quarantined at home, but them bills keep coming in. You know what I'm saying? Them bills keep coming in. You know what I'm saying? So what you going to do? how you going to make ends meet if you living paycheck to paycheck? You know what I'm saying? I hear the rich saying, oh, stay home, you know, don't get affected, but I ain't got money like you got. I don't have what you have. I don't have, you know, that, you know, I don't live in that bracket, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So I got to grind and hustle. I'm an artist. I'm a comedian. I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and, you know, shows, I see other people's shows getting canceled. And I'm sure at some point something of mine is going to get canceled. God, you know, Lord willing, you know, that it doesn't, you know, but some people depend on this, is what I'm saying. Telling me to stay home. You paying me to stay home? You paying me to? No, you're not. And speaking of not paying, I mean, speaking of paying to stay home, you know, one of the guys that was running in this year's race, I believe his name is Andrew Yang. He was proposing $1,000 a month when he was running and in the race and talking about, you know, us as Americans receiving $1,000 a month just because. And I was just like, that's what's up. I mean, we have the money. When I say we, our government, our country has trillions of dollars, as you already know. And $1,000 a month ain't shit. And he had that in his plans, you know, running for president, and he's no longer in the race. And it's funny because it's almost like he was on to something then, which is hitting home right now. You know, if we're not able to go to work and make money and we have to be quarantined to stay home, then I think we should implement, you know, some sort of system, you know, in place that, like Yang was saying, that allows us, what is it, a universal base income? Yeah, UBI. That's exactly what it's called. An emergency universal base income. Something simple, like $1,000 a month. Give kids $500 a month. I rock with that. You get my vote. You get my vote. So it's a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, the hysteria has got people bugging out, and the government is scrambling because, you know, we weren't prepared in that front to deal with a pandemic like something like a coronavirus right now. So it's interesting to see how this is going to play out, you know, in the next couple of weeks and how it's going to affect certain things. But all across the country, you see people closing down, you know, big theaters and places that hold large amounts of crowds and audiences and things of that nature. So, hey, man, it's going to affect businesses too, man. It's going to affect them pockets, you know what I'm saying? But I can't see them closing down New York City just because, you know, forget the rent of residential, you know, commercial rent, you know. And things of that nature. So I could see, you know, why they needed to get a real wraps on this and declare it an emergency, because we ain't got no time to waste. Money, we losing money, we losing lives, more importantly. So we need to get this under wraps. Like I said, people are dying in all parts of the country, and we don't wish that on nobody. And we send the prayers out to the families that are or have lost people from the coronavirus. So we don't want to be too insensitive to that, or insensitive at all. You know, we understand the natures and the fears, but at the same time, we can't get too carried away with it to where it's like World War Z and people are running through the streets. And, you know, that's just not good for nobody. So take the precautions again, man. Wash your hands. more importantly, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Anchor FM. Always rocking with us. You know, that's the home team. You know, dope podcast. You could, like I said, if you're out there listening, you're an artist, you can create your own podcast for free, and they will distribute it on all social platforms, streaming platforms. Let me correct that. So make sure you check it out, anchor.fm. Start your own podcast for free. Show love. You see, I'm doing it. We in here, episode 3. Wash your hands. Get up in there. You know what I'm saying? Get up in them nails. Get up in there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it's this hysteria is crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? Like schools, like I was saying, theaters of entertainment. You know, it's funny because I'm a comedian, and comedy clubs are still open. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, they're still open. Like, they like, we don't give a damn. We keeping this thing going. You know? It's crazy. And you can see the cons for the airlines. They losing so much money because flights is cheap. Let me tell y'all something. You know, for $32, they let you take the plane and you know, home and park it out back, pretty much. Like, that's how it has affected the economy right now. Flights to anywhere across the world right now are like 50% cheaper right now. So, yeah, man, if you got it, go buy and plan your year out or 2 years out. Get them tickets. Get your vacations out the way. You know, your surprise girls trips. You know, the guys is meeting up. Whatever you got to do. But, whew, yo, a ticket from New York City to San Francisco was $89 one way. Come on now. Come on now. I'm going to need you to sprinkle a little more Corona on my seat so I could get that for about $17. you're gonna mess around, you're gonna get on the plane, they're gonna let you fly the plane for $13. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's this is crazy, man. I ain't never seen these prices drop this low right now. This is like unprecedented, so to speak. So yeah, man, wash your hands, man, especially if you're traveling, you got the kids, make sure you're practicing good hygiene. You know, if you are going outside, make sure, you know, when you're coming back in the house, you know, jump your ass in the shower, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Don't be drinking after nobody. You know what I'm saying? Just do your best, man, but we gonna be okay, you know. This is, you know, something that you can get, but you will be okay. You know, I think this is more serious for those that have, you know, immune deficiencies or like some sort of, you know, a weakened immune system where like you know, this thing can really attack them and put them down, you know, or like babies, you know. So we, you know, if you got older folks and your family, you know, make sure, you know, you're checking on them and you're making sure they're good. But yeah, let's not get too crazy, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, life goes on, man. You know, I got my first of all, hold on, before I talk about my comedy special, the internet is undefeated. You know, the memes they've been putting up are crazy. I saw a meme with the First Supper. The First Supper, the Last Supper was canceled due to the coronavirus. Like, oh man, this is the same people that sell panic, sell the pill. That's a fact. That is a fact. That is definitely a fact. That is definitely a fact, man. But yeah, man, in the tough times like this, rely on your faith. It's a perfect time to check yourself, man. You know, I did a show with Talent, you know, one of the New York Kings of Comedy over the weekend in Long Island. If you know comedy, then you know Talent. Been doing it for over 30 years, and you know, he's got a live I was listening to on his Instagram, and he was just talking about relying on your faith and protecting, you know, yourselves, you know. But it's a good time to reflect, you know, taking things for granted, like he was saying, you know, and little things like the NBA being canceled. So, you know, it's a good time to spend that time with your family, reflect a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Don't take things for granted. But we're going to be okay.
Sounds right.
We're going to be all right. All right, all right. You know? But yeah, man, they canceled March Madness. Damn. I win good money on that every year. Come on, man.
Sounds right.
But yeah, man, make sure you follow us if you're just tuning in on the Afterthought Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We out here. It's your man, Joe Hill. You know, man, just making sure we're doing what we got to do in the coming days, and keep it moving, you know? It's crazy. I don't know if you heard, but Harvey Weinstein got 23 years in prison. Good for his ass. 23 years. Should have gave him life. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, man, that's what you get when you, you know. And let me say this, man. You know, I'm doing an episode after this, a full episode on, you know, as men, you know, we got to do better, man. And, you know, with all the cases with the Harvey Weinstein, like, it's just a reflection on the scumbags that are on this planet. And like I said, we're going to talk. We're going to have a whole breakdown. And I got a lot more to say about men. We got to do better. But it's a lot of scum buckets, creeps, sick men out here. And I'm glad that, you know, they were able to get his ass and, you know, hold him to justice and hold him accountable for his actions. You know, they saw they did, you know, our guy Bill Cosby. So it's only right that he get it too, or even worse, as you can see. So good for him. So, yeah, man. We're going to get into that in a later episode coming up, episode 4. But, yeah, man, do what you got to do in the next couple days. Make sure you stay locked. Follow us, like I said, on all social media platforms. The Afterthought Podcast. Stay locked for all updates. You know, I got my special coming up March 27th. And, you know, Dangerfields is still open, you know. You know, Dangerfield holds, you know, 250 people. So, you know, it would damper what I'm trying to do. But, you know, I'm praying, you know, and I got hope that, you know, we will get this under control so it won't affect too much more stuff in New York City. Because, man, we need this stuff as an artist, as a curator. You know, it slows your plans down and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm just hoping that we stay positive, you know, and we do what we got to do. Wash our hands. You know, stay busy. You know what I'm saying? I know one thing, I just got back in the gym. I just signed up New York Sports Club. And, you know, man, just it's time to get back, you know, getting back to the good health and working on me and putting myself in a good position, because your health is your wealth, you know, and You got to make sure you invest in time into that. So I'm excited about that. And they had this promotion. I think it was like a dollar down. You get like 2-3 months free or something like that. Yeah, man. Shout out to my guy, Ralph Anthony, who's over at New York Sports Club on 72nd and 1st. Hooked me up, got me signed up, dollar down. And it's dope, man. And then you know me, I love a good, like, you know, go to the gym, work out, hit the sauna. Shit, if they got a swimming pool, I'm in the swimming pool after that. I feel like that's a great session right there for me. So, yeah, man, I'm backing that, so I'm feeling good about that. And I'm trying to get into some boxing in the coming months, summer months. So, yeah, man, 2020 is popping right now. You know what I'm saying? And I hope all is well on y'all end. You know, make sure you tune in. Just wanted to drop my voice, let y'all know we will be back. Episode 4 coming to you soon. So, yeah, man, stay tuned, stay locked. Make sure you follow us at the Afterthought Podcast on social media, on YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. If you want to donate, like I said, go to my page on the dashboard, and you can click the link to donate on the Afterthought link here on Anchor FM and your other streaming platforms. If you want to see this keep going, drop a dollar subscription a month. You could drop a $5 subscription a month. You could drop a $10 subscription a month. You could cash at me $50. You could do whatever. You could send me an EBT card and support this. I don't care. You can support by giving us resources in other ways that's not monetary. So hit us up on afterthoughtpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. If you got any ways to, if you want to help us build the brand, any other brands or vendors or things like that, hit me up. This your man, Joe Hill. Make sure you washing your fucking hands. Like I said, I'm going to keep reiterating it. And we going to be all right. We going to be all right. We going to be all right.